this whole review was much bigger than the red eye examination. If you go back 9 months or so, the NAUDOC was in crisis, and in fact, NAUDOC probably has been in crisis in realistic terms for the past 3 years. Because prior to the introduction of CARDOC, we had unrealistic and punishing rotas for GPs in the peripheral areas. So when CARDOC came in, we really had to do a root and branch review of what was happening. And this really came to a crisis, I suppose, about last Christmas, when relationships were breaking down between, if you like, CARDOC and the GPs on one side and NAUDOC and the HSE on the other. Mm. So that's where we called in Michael McLoone, who I couldn't praise Michael enough for the diligence and the immense hard work that he did in bringing both sides together, not just bringing us together, but prior to that, just examining very closely what the problems were and delineating the problems. So there was a long consultation process which took place early in the year between all of us, and this really has culminated now in, I think, the future of NAUDOC being very, very secure. GPs quite content with the rotas that they have and the contributions they have to make. The HSE, I think, are content that they now understand where CARDOC and the GPs are coming from. So I think the future of NAUDOC is secure, and hence GPs are happy that the future of NAUDOC is secure.